Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Because I Trust You, by Julie Conley, Grove City, Ohio, USA. My first job after college was working for a small apartment complex as a rental agent. I actually enjoyed a lot of the job, interacting with residents, solving problems, and meeting new people. The downside was working with the owner and manager. I became the resident flunky. I was publicly reprimanded and not allowed to express my opinions or make decisions. Many times, I felt berated for being who I was and humiliated for what I was doing. I figured this must be what work is all about. It was enough to make me question my skills and wonder how awful my opinions must be. After 2 years, I found an entry-level position at a restaurant chain with offices near my home. I started out as a receptionist on a large switchboard. Anne was my new boss, a tiny woman who commanded respect, bright, cheerful, gracious, yet hard as nails. No one tried to take advantage of her because she knew her business and knew she did a good job. I made sure I let Anne know about each break I took from the phones. I took care of our honors system snack cabinet in the lunchroom. I checked with her each time I sorted the money, and I told her what I ordered. I managed the company vehicles, which often led to minor disputes. I let Anne know of every occurrence. One particularly bleak day, Anne called me and asked me to come to her office. She closed the door, and I heard the theme music from Jaws playing in my head. One knows what a closed door means. She proceeded to tell me how intelligent I was. She reminded me how detailed I was and what pride I took in my work. But, she said, you don't trust yourself. You do not need to justify everything you do, because I trust you. I was speechless. In a few seconds, she rebuilt the self-esteem I had lost with my previous employer. It may have seemed like nothing to her, but I suddenly knew what made a good boss. I learned that even though I'm an employee, I have a right to be treated with respect. It struck me, too, that no one, even my superior, has a right to belittle me, or shout at me, or use foul language at me. I learned that I was a valuable person, and no one could take that away from me. This may seem common sense, but sometimes the basic lessons are the hardest ones to learn. I was fortunate enough, a few years ago, to see Anne and tell her what impact she has had on my professional life. Thanks, Anne. I'll never forget you.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.